Ja, oder?
Where my respect.
Yep, in this bitch.
Follow us on Twitter, Hurt Words Podcast, at Hurt Words 3. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Share, like, dislike, comment something positive, say something negative. I don't care. Do whatever the fuck you want. Just tune into the show.
Yep. Check us out. Follow us on Instagram, fucking Hurt Words 3. Fucking drop us a line on fucking email. HurtWordsWithAZ@gmail.com. Fucking, we always listening. We always out here, you know. Just fucking, you know, comment on our shit. Fucking let us know what's up. Let us know what y'all think. Give us some criticism. Some feedback. Some
constructive criticism. And not actually, I said actually, all stupid, actually, I kind of, well, I'm jumping into this podcast with nothing on my mind to talk about. Absolutely fucking nothing.
Man, I guess, yeah, fucking pretty much same, just fucking, E3, I guess we can jump into fucking video games this year, because this is, pretty fucking badass year for video games, like out of nowhere, that fucking, that's got me hyped up. Like, let's see, they came out with Devil May Cry 5, the trailer for that, which is fucking baller, because I didn't think they were going to continue with the original Devil May Cry series. I thought they were going to go with the revamp, even though I do like the revamp. Devil May 5 is definitely a good fucking storyline to keep up with. Fucking
Devil May Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Said Devil May 5.
Oh shit. Yeah, Devil May Cry is definitely a good fucking thing to keep up with. A good series. Fucking Anthem. They got a new trailer for Anthem. More in-depth website and shit to see more into the game. Fucking, and of course, Kingdom Hearts 3. Fucking, and, oh. The biggest one that came out of nowhere to me was fucking a game called Jump Force. And I always knew they were like working on something like that, but I thought it was going to be like a PC game. But it's just like a anime mashup game, man. Which in the new trailer, they highlighted Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, and One Piece. And teased Death Note at the end.
It's like a mashup of shit.
It's a mashup of animes, like kind of like a Super Smash Bros, but with anime characters, like mainstream, I guess, like Shonen Jump. Anime characters. So it's a fighting game, but oh my fucking god, dude, the graphics look so amazing, like so detailed. Fucking, when you look at the dragon, like when you look at Goku's suit, looks so fucking, like you could see the fabric, like the stitching of the fabric.
Damn. I wonder how it looked on the Xbox
and the TV. For real, I was just looking at that on my phone, and just looking at that, looking at the fucking, the cinematic sequence shots.
Excuse me, guys, I'm so sorry. Totally ripped into the mic.
Sorry. Hit him with it too.
Hell yeah. I saw another Halo game was coming out. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to play it, but like, they put it on Game Pass right away or something.
You already know it's going to be garbage. It's
going to be trash. Like, State of Decay, I saw that Lane and Justin got State of Decay 2, but everybody was telling me that not to get it. Like, if you haven't played the first one, just play the first one, because it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's too repetitive, is what I heard.
I can see that.
It's like Destiny.
Yeah.
The raids, same raids over and over again, over and over again.
Like, and now Destiny's they're trying to make it, like, switch it up, like they're doing like hybrid PvE, PvP raids, where I guess you're doing two fucking teams going against the boss.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's way too fucking late.
Too late.
It's too late. Man, Destiny has been out the door for me. Like,
it's been out the door since pretty much after I bought The Taken King.
Yeah, it was out the door from The Taken King for me.
And I was like, nope. I have to work and shit. I don't have time for all this fucking bullshit. And I'm not going to spend money. I'm just going to choose not to spend money on all the other shit to catch up for something that I'm just going to have to keep spending money with because there's going to be another DLC that comes out.
Exactly. Too many expansion packs. Stop the, like, expansion packs don't belong on console to me. Like, certain games can do it because when they can't come out with expansion packs, it's a whole new fucking game, pretty much. Like, World of Warcraft.
Or GTA.
Even GTA. GTA gives you it for free.
But that's what I'm saying. They give it to you for free. And you know what's crazy? GTA would be like the perfect example. The perfect example because GTA is an open world game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it does have a story. You can do whatever you want. I mean, you just literally can do whatever you want in GTA. So anything that any other game mode they come out for GTA is just like, it's just that, another game mode for GTA. It's not, I don't know, GTA is just badass. I fucking love GTA. I can't believe, I will say this on air, GTA 5 was the first GTA I ever bought.
Man, you know what? I can say the same thing. It's not the first one I played, but it is the first one I ever bought for myself. Like, you know, everybody had that friend that had GTA 3 or something that you just go fuck around with.
Yep.
But other than that, I never played San Andreas. I never played Liberty City. Fucking straight up GTA 5 has been my shit. And I've been rocking with that shit for fucking, like, there's no game out there that had, other than a select few, like Super Smash Bros. And Skyrim. But there is very select few games that just have replay value that to that degree. Like, GTA 5, even when you get bored of it, you could put GTA 5 down, and in a few months, they're guaranteed going to come out with something to make you like, shit, I got to pick it back up for a second. Like, just for a little bit, like, I could definitely fuck with GTA. Like, Destiny, like I said, they're trying to fucking do, like, World of Warcraft and do, like, the expansion bits. Like, it's still World of Warcraft, and there's no World of Warcraft 1, 2, 3, or any of that shit. But they give you new expansions every 2 to 3 years or so. And with the new expansions, it's like another part to the game because they pretty much open a whole new section of the game. Like, guaranteed they're going to open a new world, a new island, or a new, like, area for
you. And it needs to be that way because you, I hate it. Like, Halo 2 is my favorite Halo game.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you want the Halo 2 feel. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it'd be nice to just have the same game, but just, you just bring out something new. But you don't do it every fucking 6 months or something.
Like, you give them time to enjoy the shit, and then not make them fucking pay an arm and a leg for the next shit. Because even when you buy, like to have a game and sit there and say, okay, here's Destiny, but we also have this back shit. And, like, I do not agree with fucking season passes. I hate that shit. Like, y'all already have shit on the back. Just give us the whole fucking game right then and there. Let people play it forever or whatever, for however long. Then come out with some new shit. Don't, like, try and rationalize some shit just to get more money. Like, that's all I see. Like, them season passes, bullshit. Them trying to get more money. Like, if you have it, give it to the fucking game. Like, it shouldn't be that much to it. Like, when I first got Destiny, of course, I bought the season pass. So I had, Taken King and the Dark Blue or some shit like that. I forgot what it was called. But it was like two of them that came with it. And then they still had.
You know what they should do for games, too, though? Advertise on load screens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give us shit for free because we already spent $60 or $120 for whatever edition the game is, right? But if you do like some appetizer in the game, I mean, that's another way to generate revenue.
Mm-hmm. To where you can give more power to the players. You need to take fucking GameStop fucking thing, but give people that play the opportunity to play.
But only on load screens, man. Not during the fucking storyline. Mm-hmm. Not in between matches. Well, I mean, I guess if, you know, loading screen counts. But, I mean, just don't fucking... You know what? Just don't do that idea. I feel like you're just going to fuck it up.
If you do it like fucking GTA, like you said. Fucking GTA, whenever new shit's hitting their fucking game, they let you fucking know. So if you don't follow like Rockstar or GTA on Instagram or Facebook or something, whenever you load into the game, it's going to tell you what's new. Like, what you can be doing to make more money. Like, they always got some shit to make a shit ton of money. They always got new games coming out, new adversary modes, new fucking cars, new clothes, new fucking just shit for the game. Shit that you shouldn't.
And that's so you still wanna work on getting that truck you wanna buy or a gun you wanna buy or airplane you wanna buy, but it's too much fucking money. And you don't wanna like over get bored of just playing the same repetitive games. So they're always coming out with something new so you can make money in games so you can keep on wanting to buy whatever it is you want to buy.
Yeah.
Smart.
That was like a shit problem with Destiny to me. Is their drop rate was such garbage. Like, I don't know the exact quote from when, at least from back whenever we were still, the last raid I was running was fucking Crota. And I always thought Crota's armor was fucking dope, like to get like all the shit for Crota, to get Crota's armor was dope. But to get, what was it called? There was a weapon, a badass fucking plasma pulse rifle or whatever they're called. I think it was called the Crux of Crota. And to get that shit took way too fucking long. It took way too long. And the drop rate alone sucked. Having to split that with four people. So it's going to drop. With random numbers, it'll drop like fucking 1 in 25 fucking tries. So if you try that shit 25 times, you might get it from... out of four people.
Bullshit.
Like, that shit is such garbage. Like, I don't know. I'm just fucking pissed at Destiny. Like, that was one of the games I was super hard into. And after a while, it's just like, man, I can't do it no more. Like, it tastes too fucking, it's too much. And then it just kept getting further and further ahead. And I was like, I'm not paying for that shit.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm glad there's a lot of fucking new games coming out. And that's why I'm glad to make up for with games like GTA.
I'm going to say this because, you know, growing up, I always wanted an Xbox, but like my parents just couldn't afford it to give me one. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when I started making my own money, I was like, I'm going to buy a fucking Xbox, right? Yeah. I got the Xbox One. My wife got me the Xbox One X for Christmas. And I feel like I've been let down because I feel like Xbox isn't even trying anymore, bro.
Yeah.
I can honestly say that. And I'm not saying like I'm going to jump to PlayStation 4 because no, I don't like the controllers. I don't like the controllers. I like to be comfortable playing. But, yeah, I mean, you're slacking. And as a consumer, like, it's not worth it. It's not. Like, I love multiplayer games. I do. But, you know, I want a single player game. It's going to be fucking badass. And I'm just going to be like, holy shit. His yeah. name was Badass.
Yeah, that's,
you don't got that.
Yeah, they don't really have too many exclusives that just makes you feel like it's a badass game. Like, not as much as like PlayStation. PlayStation, they always coming out with fucking single player games that keep you fucking entertained and keep you like wanting more. Man, Xbox, and that's one of the things like all systems seem to do, except for like Nintendo, is like whenever they come out with a system. In a year or so, they're gonna come out with the fucking the V2 version of it or whatever. Like, there's always gonna be three. Like, I see it being normalized now. There's always gonna be like three versions to a system before they make the next system, just to fucking juice out money on the consumers, like. The Xbox One, Xbox One S, Xbox One X, like, it's just y'all trying to, like, y'all could put that all in one system and make it
yep.
affordable. It don't have to be, like, dirt cheap or even as cheap as an Xbox One. Like, if y'all have all three of these systems that come out within a fucking 2-year, 3-year radius, I know y'all have the technology. When y'all first released the first one, y'all are just holding back the next two for the right time. Because they do it with phones too. Fucking
the iPhone. Yeah, the configurations are all figured out.
Like they know what they're doing. Like, yeah, same PlayStation 4 fucking
Pro.
Like too much, man. That's way too much. Like, I played it, like, it does look good, but it's like, to me, in my opinion, like, PS4 to PS4 Pro, it's like a 10% graphic fucking, like, visually, like, recognizing the difference.
You're just paying for the Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just paid for the X, like, literally the X, and it's scammer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get a different kind of controller or even like a pro controller. Should have turned a pro controller for the fucking price y'all were asking for. Or for the, really because of the job you fucking did almost on everybody. Because, I mean, it wasn't even really fucking needed.
Man.
It's not what, that much of a difference.
Really?
Fucking Bill Gates, bro.
Yeah. That's
fucking wow. Cool. I don't even think he really does too much for Microsoft anymore, right? Like, yeah. He still makes money, but...
He'll always be his company, but he's not the one that, like, spearheads these type of fucking... That's marketing. That's Microsoft marketing. And that's just marketing in general. Like, so everybody... Like, that's, like, capitalism at its finest. People, like... Capitalism and consumerism, like... They know people are going to pay for this shit. They know as long as we dress it up.
Yeah, but at the same time, you don't have to pay for it, right?
Yeah, you really don't. But that goes into fucking socialism. That's everybody trying to keep up with the Joneses and shit. And people tell you, like, oh, this system, you have to one-up the next person's system. Like, I don't know. You're not, like, they make it to where you can't be satisfied, through like marketing tactics, yeah. It's like, man.
And you know what? I haven't even been playing it, man. I've been focused with this, now this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even been playing it much. I mean, I might play Anthem. Probably get back into it for Anthem, but we'll see what the fuck happens then. Cause
yeah, right now is my video game downtown. I haven't been playing fucking. Xbox like that at all. Even with my live back, like, I got my live back for like a day I played, and I was just like, so,
mm-hmm.
I haven't played since my fucking daughter was born 3 weeks. It's one of those break times, like you said, with the new video games coming out, I might dabble back into certain games, but for the most part,
Guitar Hero. People who make Guitar Hero, I forgot who makes Guitar Hero. And I know this. I don't want to insult anybody, but anyways, the people that make Guitar Hero come out. Come out with another freaking like full band game.
Like Rock Band and shit.
Yeah, like World Tour. Oh man, I loved playing Guitar Hero Metallica.
Man.
Used to do the double pedal. What was it called? Extra Pro. Double pedal. Ah, it was so much fun.
Damn. I never actually got to do them on like band stuff, like Rock Band and Guitar Hero Wars.
Oh, Red Octane, Neversoft, Harmonix, Activision. Oh, no, this is Peter Strange. Current publisher is Red Octane, so I'll just say Red Octane.
Do it.
You gotta buy it right here. Their drums were better than Rock Band's.
Really?
200 times better.
Damn.
They didn't feel like real drums, but like, they felt
good.
Not like fucking cheap as fuck, like the Rock Band ones.
Man, could you play with like your regular drums? You have to use theirs.
Yeah, you could. I know for 360 and the PlayStation 4, 3, and 360, you could link up your. I think it was for the systems, unless it was for PC, but I don't know. You could hook up your electric drum set and use it for the game.
Oh, that's badass. Oh, yeah. That's super badass.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah. And shit, while y'all at it, if y'all make one of those, throw in a DJ Hero 3. That shit was pretty awesome as well. I used to fuck with DJ Hero. Fucking tough.
I didn't get to play DJ Hero.
Yeah. It's pretty badass. Like, yeah. It's pretty hard. It was pretty challenging. Right, between the shifting over here, the three buttons on the fucking disc and the disc itself.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty hard. And then, like, whenever you, like, did, like, do shit, made it pretty. It felt like a satisfying game. Like, whenever you're doing shit and you're playing, and then, like, it'll tell you to, like, spin the things, and you, like, spin it, you gotta catch it back while pouring, or you gotta, like, you gotta do that and hit certain buttons, and it gets pretty fast. It was pretty challenging. I was like, damn. And they had badass songs, like, badass mashup songs, so it was a pretty fun-ass game. And I remember fucking getting a special edition of DJ Hero 1 from a fucking thrift store. Like, in great fucking condition. I paid $10 for it and it came up. It's like that big fucking case, like a solid fucking brief, like fucking studio case looking thing. It had the two locks on it. You open it up, it had the foam with the game and the pad. And then under the foam was like four legs. So the case converted to a little tabletop that you could put it on. I was like, damn, that was a fucking steal.
$10,
like $10 for that shit.
That is a fucking skill.
And it was a fucking golden turntable. It was a black and gold turntable. Just badass, man.
That is fucking badass.
Like, damn, I was expecting something not to work, but nope. Fucking worked out badass. I was like, damn.
There's something else. There's something else, man. It's right there. You know, it's like right there. You think about it, the more you think about it, the more you forget it. Because you're too focused on being pissed off that you can't remember it. Then you lose it. That just happened to me. Because I'm lost. I'm pretty hurt, bro.
Yes, sir.
Pretty freaking hurt.
Jesus, man. Was it something with Tommy Chong?
What's up?
I said, was it something with Tommy Chong? Because I saw you got mad earlier.
Yes, nah. No one's said anything. Let's see if we don't get blocked again or suspended. Let's see. Yeah, I would pop up right. Tommy Chong, I want to say it. It's easy in my face. If you don't like what's going on in America, you don't like our president, you don't like our government, you just, I mean, any little problem you have, you know what you can do to fix it? Go the fuck to Canada and stay there. Because you're Canadian. This isn't even your home country. You don't have to be here. You have a country to go to. Stop bitching. And if you're bitching and you're in Canada, I'm just going to get even more fucking mad. You know why? Because you're talking about shit that doesn't even affect you. Like, you're bitching for no reason. Literally, you're bitching for no reason. If you're in Canada right now, if you're not in Canada, go the fuck back to Canada. It's stable. You fucker.
Let's say he is a citizen.
I'm just, like I said, I'm just the type of person that if I don't like something, like if there's a food that I don't like, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. And I hate it so much that I'm not going to think about eating it ever. Like, I will never, you know, you would never ask me, like, hey, do you remember for dinner? And it's like the shit I hate. Like, oh, I want this. And never. Because I would never think to want to eat it. Because if I saw it, I wouldn't eat it because I don't like it. See how that works? Like, if I just avoid it, not, like, if it's going to bother me that bad, I just don't fuck with it. And then I'm still fine. But I get it. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say. So I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. And you're a fucking idiot. Sorry. I don't care.
Hey, everybody has the right to feel about whoever the fuck they want to. This part.
And the reason why I get mad is because it's such a disappointment. Because I actually like Tommy Chong. I still like Tommy Chong. Still would get hurt with him. But it's like, I just wish more people realized the bigger picture is on. That is on. More people. If you realize the bigger picture, then you understand what the fuck I'm talking about. That's all I got to say.
After that, it's fucking up. Good old Tommy Chong. I don't even know how long he's been here in this country.
Huh?
I said, I don't even know how long he's been here.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say it is toasty.
Yeah, it's pretty hot here.
What was I looking at earlier? I was looking for, like, the fucking dangers of marijuana. Like, I was really trying to find out what makes people think so much differently about why people do it.
See, everybody smokes. Nowadays, everybody smokes, bro. There's no way. There's no way, man. First, everybody did cocaine. Now everybody smokes. Cocaine is America's cup of coffee.
It really is. People be fucking doing coke like crazy. People that you don't like, everybody. It's not a rich man, poor man, anything. Everybody fucking does it.
Yeah, it's super scary.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine getting addicted to it?
Okay. It's too fast, man. I don't even imagine going that fast.
Another thing. If weed was so bad for you, it wouldn't stay inside your body for as long as it fucking does compared to other bad drugs.
Mm-hmm. That your body expels.
It's because your body wants it.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a lot of properties that fucking help your body. And that's what makes me want to fucking think about DMT. Because DMT, apparently your body makes DMT.
Yeah. You know how about it, right?
Yeah. It's excellent. Watch it. I'm trying that shit. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. I'm trying that shit. We got people fucking idolizing all these fucked up ass.
Do you think it's basically what you see before you die? Because when you die, they say your body releases DMT.
I think it's like, I definitely think it's something to do with like the afterlife. I think it's like components to it. It's like something after this that makes you, that just, I don't know, explain shit to you. I think it's something that helps you deal with fucking death and then still being able to be here. Like, that will make you come to terms with fucking death altogether. That's what most people say it does. Like, it helps.
But this is what that does. Like, before, I don't know how I used to do it before. Because I knew I always felt, like, ugly all the time. Like worried. Mm-hmm. Just overthinking everything for absolutely no fucking reason. Mm-hmm. But just because I just overthought everything. And this, like, broke everything down for me. Like, I actually took time and, like, thought about shit. That sounds like cliche, but like I found myself and I realized like what the world is and everything. I just became a more conscious person.
Mm-hmm. Like it slows everything down for me. Like I feel like the world is constantly making people overthink because it's constantly pushing shit into people's brains and pushing shit into people's heads and then like, I won't say it's life, it's this life. It's the way we're bred. It's the way we're, like, brought up that we're supposed to do certain shit or feel a certain way. And then when we look at everybody else, we're like, why don't I feel the same way as everybody else? It makes you feel like you're alone and it makes you feel like there's something wrong with you when fucking, that's how sobriety is. And then when you smoke, like, it helps you take all that in and tells you what's important and what's not. Like, takes away, and to me, it really affects the time factor, and the time factor just really fucking alleviates everything in life. I feel like everything associates with time factor. So when you're chilling and you're thinking about the shit that you want to do and the shit that you have to do, you start to think, all right, I'm going to do this shit now. I don't have to do this shit right now. I could do this over in this point in time. Like, right now is right now. Like, I don't want to miss my... It makes me feel like that. Like, I don't want to miss my time to do something now. And be like, when you're sober, it's just like... Time slows down and it just really fucking makes you feel like it's faster than what it is.
Yeah. If This is just my thinking. If everybody just went to fucking work, right, and after work you got home from work, and you just hit a pipe once or twice. Mm-hmm. You'd feel a lot better. Some of you would, because some of you just can't smoke. You just can't smoke. Your body can't handle it. Like, you're not going to be able to. Sorry. But for the people that are able to, for me, it's just like, all right. All the weight of the world and everything that happened today at work, if it was shitty or anything, it's just gone. Boom. And I can be myself.
Yeah.
Be chill, relaxed.
You can think freely.
Be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I think.
I'm able to think stuff over anymore. Mm-hmm. Take everything in one at a time.
You're able to think about shit in your terms instead of like thinking of shit in the terms of like the way life is telling you how you should take care of shit. So like, that's one of the things that makes me feel like it. Like, makes me feel like I'm able to sit with, no matter what type of thought it is, no matter how painful that thought is, it makes me able to sit and think about it and not avoid it. Like, it helps me fucking go through these motions and fucking feel like, okay, this is supposed to make you feel like this, but look, I know you are scared of this thought, sober, but let's fucking open this shit up. And you open that thought up and you realize, damn, there's a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I totally agree with you. Like, people.
That's why I'm kind of mad Kanye is going with that he has a mental illness. Like, you don't have a mental illness, bro.
Bro.
It's just the world. Like, the world.
Like
you don't have a mental illness. You do not. Nothing's wrong with you. Everything is wrong. Everything else is wrong with everybody else. And you're aware of everything that's going on. You're conscious to a certain extent, and you don't know how to deal with, well, this is me. I don't know how to deal with the fucked up world.
Yeah.
The bullshit world. Because it's like this for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just ass backwards. Just to be ass backwards.
Man, this world is full of chains and controls. And it makes you, there is no way for you to live the systematic lifestyle that is normality or healthy thought or anything like that and still be yourself, because that's not free thinking. You base decisions off of shit that you might have seen on TV or what your boss tells you how you should do something, or like if you're making decisions while you're on the clock, you don't make the same decisions as you would when you're off the clock, if that makes sense. Like, when you're off the clock, you're more free to be who you are or whatever. But when you're working at a job that tells you, like, to be a decent person or do anything like this, you can't think freely and just say, you know what, I'm going to do it this way, because you have to think about, well, if I do it that way, I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to do this. This could happen and this could happen. And these are all fucking things that aren't your thoughts there. The fucking systematic thought that they put you in play. And yet, like Kanye, that's a crutch. That's not even a crutch. That's you trying to believe what you say and go off of what you want to say, but you don't want to fully take responsibility. Free thinking, even if you're wrong, is free thought. Like, it's free thought. Like, that's why I was like 100% about it when you said this is free thought. This is me thinking freely, because I genuinely believe that. But then to go back and say it's mental illness kind of takes away your responsibility of that thought. And I feel like that's what you're trying to do. And that's not free thinking. That's not free thinking at all. When you don't, like, you got to accept good, bad, or fucking neutral. Your thought is your thought. I have fucking ideas that could go, that go bad all the time. But that's who I am as a person. We're supposed to learn. Like, I have the same for the I say that statement, same as I have ideas that go good all the time. Like, It's free thinking is actually thinking about it real and not really stressing yourself out about the outcome. That's why I was like, man, I could respect what you said, man. Like, I could respect that you want, like, as somebody, like, you can support Trump all you want. You can fucking do what you want. Fuck the fame. Fuck the influence. Fuck anybody but what you want to think. Like, I mean, yeah, but your own thought, because that's your thought. That's all that fucking matters. And if you think it's something that's just and right, speak up. But don't fucking cower to it. It's free thought. I kind of went on a rant on Kanye.
Not good.
But that's that the bare fucking origins of free thinking is, you know, you have a 50-50 chance of fucking being wrong or right. So, rather it's wrong or right, it's what you feel. It's what you believe to be true. So it's your, within your ability and your fucking right to express how you fucking feel. And that's what I always tell people, man, no matter what fucking, no matter what, don't let people fucking silence what you believe just because of whatever the fuck is going on, because it's politically correct or you're afraid of a backlash or whatever the fuck. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's why I say what I say on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I say what I say on Twitter, it gets us suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why? Why?
This is what you believe.
You can bash Trump all fucking day and kind of whatever the fuck you want, but the moment you call Hillary Clinton a racist.
And all these
and you bring up her calling black super predators again. It's like, you're suppressing my free thought.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter's racist, man.
Yeah, Twitter's
racist as fuck.
Twitter and that fucking lady. Like, that lady, to what she did is went and fucking reported you. And now you have
you
to
think
put
so?
You, yeah, she went and reported you, or somebody reported you, and then they had to suspend your account so they can investigate our account, which means they went through everything that is associated with that account. So I know y'all fucking listen, but it's fucking them investigating and they're like, okay, well, there ain't really nothing said. But at the same time, that lady, that's how Twitter is saying, like, they picked up those trigger words. So they're like, okay, this isn't just bullshit. We do have to investigate, because they picked up certain words and certain combinations. And it's like, they don't want it to be a two-sided conversation. They want it to put, they want to push one narrative all the time. Like, that's like, the corruption is all through media platforms, all over mainstream media, social media, fucking all these things are limited to tell you what you can and can't hear, fucking advertise what ever they deem advertised worthy. There's no freedom of speech within this motherfucker. Because at the same time, that lady didn't have to do that shit. Like, even she did, like,
I think she got mad because of what I said to her last parts.
Oh, yeah. She got mad, and it's one of those things, it's like,
but
she did not have to compensate. She could have just left it alone. Like, you can't be mad if you're poking somebody and then get mad when they poke you back. Like, if you're fucking engaging with something.
First of all, you took offense to what I said. You were like, oh, I don't like what you're saying. I'm going to say something back to you. When you could have just left it alone.
And just went on about your thoughts.
Yeah, because if this was a physical altercation, you wouldn't fucking touch me.
Mm-hmm.
At all. You wouldn't. If I did something that you didn't like in front of you, you wouldn't fucking tell me shit. Because
mm-hmm.
you'd be too scared to.
Mm-hmm. Like, when I use Twitter and I engage with people, I'm engaging because I'm trying to tell you my beliefs and I want you to defend your beliefs. So if somebody's doing that Like, it's not, like, that's one of the things. It's not cyberbullying. Even if you're fucking, like, 100%, like, I hate fucking niggers, or I fucking hate Jews, or just 100% bigot. Like, you're just 100% anti
everything. She was pretty bigoted. She had talked to me about last one. She's mm-hmm. like, sorry about you. So I told her I was a minority that supports Trump. She said she has three nephews that are half Mexican. I'm going to get to that again. Half Hispanic. That's what she put. You can read the text messages for, I mean, the tweets for yourself. And they would never vote. And she said, and I know they wouldn't, and I know they wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, or I'm paraphrasing here, or a vote for a bigot, racist, sex, blah, blah, blah. Basically, she said that her nephews wouldn't support Trump, right? So many words. I actually called him a racist in that tweet. And a big deal. So, I just replied back and I said, how, like, read the tweets because they're fucking funny. But the tweet is, how can you be half Mexican? I mean, yeah, half Mexican. You're either 100% Mexican or 100% American. Because those are nationalities, people. You're either born in America or you're born in Mexico. Or you have dual citizenship. Well, I'm pretty sure they don't fucking have, right? Like, I'm pretty sure they don't. Anyways, and I also said, and that's all I put. I didn't say you fucking idiot or anything like that. Then I said, and your nephews could change their mind in the future. This is a possibility that you can't disprove. And she can't, because she can't predict the future. Mm-hmm. And it's 50-50. Either they do or they don't. Mm-hmm. Right? But she doesn't know that. We don't know that, because it hasn't happened yet. Like, we haven't gone through time. I haven't died. A camera goes to them living their fucking lives and seeing if they, like, mm-hmm. open to Donald Trump. And we have confirmation. No. But you can't disprove me either, because same scenario.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I put, he's not a racist. If he was a racist, I wouldn't support him. Hillary Clinton is a racist. Blacks are super predators. Remember?
Quoted.
Yeah. Well, I didn't quote her, but she did say it. But, you know, also she said they should be made to heal like dogs.
Hmm.
Think about that. Hillary Clinton thinks Tim should be made to heal like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Because it's just the truth. She really believes that. Her own fucking words. Can never think about a person doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And we got suspended. But she ended her tweets with, my nephews wouldn't blah, 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 support Donald Trump. And they experience racism and blah, blah, blah. I experience racism all the fucking time. I don't bitch about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just go on with my fucking day. Because mm-hmm. if they don't do anything to me, or it doesn't affect me or my life, I don't fucking worry about it, because it's just words, man. They're just fucking words. Literally just fucking words. And this is what the whole fight was about. Mm-hmm. She didn't like what I typed, the words I typed. So she said something. She didn't have to say anything. Anyway, she ended her tweet with, sorry about you, though. Like, I'm like a stupid Hispanic. You know what I mean? Like, stupid Hispanic Trump supported.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that's really why I went in on her, is because, like, I didn't even call you names. And when I went in on her, or she didn't call me a name, but she did insult me. But I didn't insult her in any way.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I insulted her was when I said, how are you fucking half Mexican? Are you there? You know? That's was my, and you should be able to get the fucking joke right there.
Yeah. It's just her being fucking, she got into a conversation that she didn't have to get into. And then when she got in the conversation, she didn't like the conversation and how it went. And it wasn't enough for her to just say, you know what? I don't agree with any of this motherfucker, anything this motherfucker says. Let me move on. she had to say, I need to put a stop to this guy and report him for your beliefs, even though, like, as if you treaded into her territory and was, like, really pawning off your beliefs on her fucking shit. You know what I mean? I don't fucking believe in cyberbullying because it's like, if you don't like, there's many ways to fucking not deal with, like, you don't just get cyberbullying. Like, it just doesn't happen to me. Like, there's always going to be dumb motherfuckers. You're in a pool of fucking billions of people. It's always going to be dumb motherfuckers. So I don't really believe in cyberbullying. But if I did, she would be the cyberbully in a sense because didn't have shit to do with her. Like, it's a comment. You commented on something that somebody else said. So if Tommy Chong fucking decided, you know what? I don't really like this guy fucking
commenting. Oh, and it was actually, I'm sorry, what Tommy Chong said was actually on Donald, like, he replied to the comments to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's something Donald Trump said. So it's like, it's just changed. At the end of it, if you put your foot in the water, you can't get mad if the water's cold. Like, you put yourself in that situation, you decided to fucking jump in, you decided to fucking say something to this person, there's no reason for you to be like, oh, well, I'm going to go report them, or I need to fucking...
I'm not going to report Tommy Chong. Yeah, I mean, I basically did what that lady did. Tommy Chong said something. I didn't like what he said, so I fucking commented that. But you know what? If Tommy Chong came at me, I would just go back at Tommy Chong. Like, mm-hmm. And it's like street rules, kind of like, you know what, like, you want to square up, we can square up.
We talk about it. Fucking.
Yeah. Or we can talk about
it. But you square up and you.
We could be civil. You could be civil too. Yeah,
but
yeah.
If Tommy Chong, like, defended his beliefs to you, you would sit there and conversate with him just like you did with this lady. Like, that's, like, it's my beliefs and somebody says something different. Like, to me, if somebody is just, like, really trying to be, like, I just don't agree with what the fuck they're saying, I'm just going to keep it moving. Like, I'm going to be like, you know what? There's no conversation to be held here. Fucking, we tried it. That's it. And it's like, and that's if they're not fucking being, if they're just being, I don't know. Like, if they're not being conversation, they're just, like, trolling. Like, if they're not speaking beliefs, they're just, like, talking shit. I'm not going to fucking, if I don't agree with them, I know when to call it quits. Like, that's all that lady had to do. Like, that's all she had to do. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to be too much.
You have to report me, bitch.
Like, you could just keep moving. Keep it moving. Like, you don't have to, like, you said what you had to say.
I didn't report you.
Your information. Like, that's all it is. At the end of the day, it's you trying to fucking, exactly, because it's like, it's you trying to express your beliefs and your information, and if somebody doesn't want to hear it, you can't be mad. Like, you can't be mad if they want to fucking, don't want to fucking accept it. You just got to say, you know what, fuck it, I'll always talk to you about it if you want, you'll always hear my side or whatever I believe, but I'm not going to fucking try and force feed my beliefs down your throat and then make fun of you or, like, pity you or fucking put negative energy on you because you want to fucking, because you don't believe what I believe. That's just fucking complete garbage, complete nonsense. And fuck that lady and fuck Twitter for this shit.
Yeah, I think I'm more mad at Twitter than the lady. Like, bitch, fucking make it. Like, if you think that's going to stop me from expressing myself, you're fucking wrong.
Word.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that you think you could do that to somebody, it's wrong. I should sue you. We should sue you.
Hell yeah, if that's the case, I'm not fucking. It's Twitter's. I see it like, they push what they want to push and they make a lot of money.
Because it's discrimination, man. It's because I really just believe it's because I'm in the minority. But non-liberal, I'm not a liberal.
Because you're not a liberal. Which is ridiculous. People should be able to believe whatever the fuck they want to believe without worrying about it. Like, this is why it's like a thing of, like, prejudices run deep. Racism runs deep in the shit that we fuck in. It's part of this world because it's a business. Like, to me, it's a business now. Like, I'm starting to see the tactics. There's a lot of, like, shit that fucking liberals do and conservatives do that fucking push up a narrative to their viewership. And I'm like, when have you, like, fucking just, like, experienced racism that didn't make you feel like, or that made you just this fucking angry? Like, it's shit. It's always like a story told from somebody else's perspective that gets people riled up. And it's like, these social medias are forerunners for this shit. Like, Twitter and fucking Instagram and all these motherfucking platforms, Facebook, are always gonna have like certain videos sent to certain fucking viewership. Guess we fucking leave it off with that.
Hey, I guess for tuning in, share, follow us on Twitter, Hurt Words Podcast at Hurt Words 3. Subscribe to us on YouTube, guys. Please spread the word. It's kind of like, I just don't know what to believe, because are the numbers that we get from this podcast even real now? Man. Because now, you know, now we kind of, I feel violated. Like, you know what I mean? That kind of went into our stuff probably.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, you motherfuckers listening, like, try and stop us. Yeah? Keep on trying to stop us, but world is a big place. Internet's a big place. There's so much you can do. Like, 100%. But come up in our shit all you want, fucking people.
You can't stop this. I fucking hate the globals. I hate your guts. I want to, like, fucking choke the shit out of our bare fucking hands. That's all you're doing to the world, is choking us out.
Okay.
Anyways, remember, guys, you're never alone. Just said some crazy shit. I'm like, you're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you are never alone. Don't let shit get to you.
100%.
Take a deep breath, you know. Take a step back. Chill out. Get hurt if you have to. Do whatever you have to do. Go for a run. Paint. Go fishing. Your hobby. Hopefully you have a hobby. Hobbies are great as stress relievers.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get hurt. So I know there's going to be some listeners that are going to get hurt. But remember, you're never alone. Don't let the anxiety get to you. Don't let the... Damn it. You know, you get the gist. Don't let it get to you. You're never alone. There's always somebody out there willing to listen. We're always willing to listen.
100%.
And now, but for right now, peace out, guys.
Peace.
Hurt Nation.
We out.
Hurt Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.